and welcome to this week's edition of the Global Venturing Review podcast. My name is Thierry Hillis. I'm the editor of Global University Venturing and Global Government Venturing. And as always, I will also bring you the news from Global Corporate Venturing. We are fresh off our GCV Synergize conference in New York City on Friday. GCV Synergize is our annual best practices conference, and this year featured some fantastic speakers, such as Megan Sharp from BP Ventures and Tracy Isaac from Silicon Valley Bank. But if you missed it, don't be sad, for we have another US conference coming up this week. And here's something special for you, a whopping 20% discount exclusive to this podcast for our Venture Houston conference on Thursday and Friday in Houston, Texas. Head on over to venture-houston.com and enter the code POD20, that's POD20, when checking out. Tickets are selling fast, and it's an event you don't want to miss, whether you're a corporate VC, institutional investor, service provider, tech transfer staff, or university venture fund leader. We are extremely lucky to have the conference opened by Houston Mayor Sylvester Turner, and keynote speakers are a veritable who's who of the corporate university venturing worlds. From Nick McNaughton, the freshly minted CEO of multi-university venture fund Significant Capital Ventures, to Renee Ryan, VP of Johnson & Johnson Innovation, JJDC, and Barbara Berger, President of Chevron Technology Ventures, everyone is going to be there, and so should you. Enter the discount code POD20, that's POD20, when registering to make sure you get 20% off the regular ticket price. And with that, let's dive into the week's news. Game studio Epic Games has had some very notable successes, including the Unreal and Gears of War series, but it's entered the mainstream in a huge way over the past year with Fortnite, a game that passed the $1 billion revenue mark in 10 months. It's also raised $1.25 billion in a round that included a strategic investment by esports team owner Axiomatic, valuing it at almost $15 billion. That will also count as a big win for Tencent, which paid $330 million for a 40% stake in the company in 2012. Zoom began as a pizza delivery service that utilized robotics technology to help prepare the food, and now it's looking to expand that model into other parts of the food industry. To that end, SoftBank Vision Fund has reportedly paid $375 million for a 20% stake in the company, and is set to invest a further $375 million in a deal that will value the company at $2.25 billion post-money. It follows just $70 million of earlier funding across two rounds. Coinbase has secured $300 million in a Tiger Global Management-led Series E round that valued it at $8 billion post-money. The company, which has built a trading platform and digital wallet for cryptocurrencies, has now raised a total of almost $520 million in funding since 2012, and its existing investors include New York Stock Exchange, Docomo Capital, BBVA, Mitsubishi UFJ Financial Group, and USAA, none of which took part in the latest round, however. China has played host to several smart electric vehicle producers, and one of them, WM Motor, is reportedly in talks to raise some $287 million in funding, with half of the cash to be put up by Baidu, sources have told Reuters, though WM itself suggested the figure would be 50% higher. The capital will support manufacturing and R&D, and Tencent, which invested in WM last December, is also said to take part. Grab, the Southeast Asian ride-hailing platform that has moved into mobile services and payment technology, has received $200 million from Booking Holdings, the travelling and accommodation booking service formerly known as Priceline, as part of a strategic alliance. The investment will make up part of a new round now projected to reach $3 billion, while Grab's chief rival Gojek chases $1.5 billion at a $9 billion valuation. Chinese music tutoring service Pailian has raised $150 million from investors including Tencent, in a Series C round that came less than a year after a Series B. Tencent also took part in the earlier round, and Orchid Asia, Blue Run Ventures, GSR Ventures, and Long Capital joined the corporate in both. Southeast Asian real estate platform Property Guru has raised $145 million in a Series D round led by KKR that boosted its overall funding to about $325 million. The company's existing backers include MTech, while Deutsche Telekom owned Scout24 exited in a Series C round 3 years back. The latest funding was secured as Property Guru acquired portfolio company Bat Dong San to expand into Vietnam. India-based online grocer Grofers is reportedly in talks with existing investor SoftBank over a round sized between $100 and $150 million that could value it at up to $650 million. The corporate is looking to provide about 70% of the capital through its Vision Fund, having invested $40 million in a March 2018 round that increased its stake in Grofers to at least 35%. The news comes as Grofers' chief rival, Big Basket, is readying a large size round of its own. The LiDAR sensor industry is one that has been attracting ever-increasing amounts of funding, and one of its companies, Quanergy, has just raised an undisclosed sum in a round that valued it at more than $2 billion. Quanergy's existing investors include Samsung Ventures, Sensata Technologies, and Delphi Automotive, all of which backed its last round, a $90 million Series B 2 years ago, that was closed at a reported $1.59 billion valuation. Galecto Biotech, a Denmark-based developer of treatments for cancer and fibrosis, based on research at Lund and Edinburgh universities, closed a $90 million Series C round co-led by Isios Capital and Orbimet. Pharmaceutical firms Bristol-Myers Squibb, Novo and Merck Group backed the round, the latter two participating through respective corporate venturing subsidiaries Novaseeds and M Ventures. And Astroscale, a Singapore-based space debris removal technology developer, raised $50 million on Wednesday in a Series D round featuring property developer Mitsubishi Estate and games publisher Koei Tecmo's Koei Tecmo Capital Investment Unit. The round was led by Public-Private Partnership Innovation Network Corporation of Japan. Now then, let's take a look at this week's funds. Five Japan-based financial services groups have agreed to form a fund in partnership with Sovereign Wealth Fund China Investment Corporation, or CIC, reported by Bloomberg to be up to $1.8 billion in size. Financial holding group Nomura Holdings, brokerage Daiwa Securities and banks Mitsubishi UFJ Financial Group, Sumitomo Mitsui Financial Group and Mitsuo Financial Group signed a memorandum of understanding to set up a management entity for the fund. And Arch Venture Partners, the venture capital firm spun out of University of Chicago, is aiming to raise $600 million for its 10th fund. The firm has not yet raised any money, but if it reaches its $600 million goal, Fund X would be the largest flagship vehicle raised by Arch to date and bring total assets under management to $2.86 billion. Arch was initially formed in 1986 as a wholly owned commercialization arm called Argonne Chicago Development Corporation to drive the creation of spin-outs based on research at UChicago and its affiliated Argonne National Laboratory. Moving on to exits. StoneCo has made a big step forward for Brazilian startups, securing more than $1.22 billion in an IPO that came alongside a $100 million private placement by And Financial. Berkshire Hathaway, Madrung Partners and T. Rowe Price bought just over half the shares in the offering, enabling the payment processor and commerce services provider to float above its range, and its shares are currently trading 29% higher than that. Orchard Therapeutics has raised $200 million in an IPO that involved it floating at the foot of its range, but upping the numbers of shares involved. GlaxoSmithKline is the second largest investor in the UK-based gene therapy developer, a spin-out of University College London, whose backers also include the UCL Technology Fund. Its other backers include Sphera Global Healthcare and corporate venturing unit Medicine Ventures, as well as the Singaporean state-owned investment firm Temasek. Medical device developer Axonics Modulation Technologies has floated in a $120 million initial public offering, in which it increased the number of shares and floated in the middle of its range. Its investors include Legend Capital, owner of a 6.9% stake pre-IPO, and the proceeds will go to commercializing its sacral neurostimulation device. Twist Bioscience has gone public in a $70 million IPO that saw it float at the bottom of its range as well. The synthetic DNA producer had raised more than $290 million between early 2016 and July this year, according to the prospectus, with the investors including WuXi Pharmatech, Kangmai, Institut Mérieux, and existing backer Illumina, which led Twist's Series C in 2015. And finally, video conferencing software provider Zoom is looking to float in an initial public offering in which it will seek a valuation significantly above the $1 billion at which it last raised cash almost 2 years ago. Morgan Stanley will be lead underwriter for the IPO, which comes after $145 million in funding from investors including Qualcomm Ventures. And finally, people! Melga Sita, a highly experienced leader of corporate venturing units, has joined Nasdaq-listed packaged food and beverage producer Mondelez International to set up its new venture capital unit. Gasita, a GCV Powerlist 100 award winner in 2017, has nearly 20 years experience in corporate VC investing under his belt, including more than 13 years at Motorola Ventures, a subsidiary of telecoms product maker Motorola. He was director of finance for Motorola Ventures from its November 2000 formation, managing all aspects of accounting and finance for its then $200 million plus strategic investment portfolio. Japan-based manufacturing conglomerate Yamaha has hired Nolan Paul from US-based fruit supplier Driscoll's to develop its agricultural technology corporate venturing practice at its Silicon Valley Innovation Hub. Paul is now general manager for agricultural robotics and data at Yamaha Motor Ventures and Laboratory Silicon Valley, a subsidiary of motorized equipment maker Yamaha Motor that helps startups and entrepreneurs accelerate the development of disruptive technology. Kate Rowley, former investment manager at commercialization firm IP Group, joined Australia-based investment firm Bioscience Managers as an investment director. She'll be based in the UK and will be responsible for investments in the healthcare sector globally, with a specific focus on Europe. Rowley joined IP Group in 2013, serving as an investment manager responsible for the healthcare sector, and she stepped down last month. Neil Sharkey, vice president for research at Penn State University, has announced that he'll retire on June 30th next year after 22 years with the institution. Sharkey has held his current position since August 2013, when he accepted the job on an interim basis before a permanent promotion to the role in April 2016. His duties include advancing, facilitating, and managing Penn State's research activities. That's it for the week's news. Don't forget to leave us a review on iTunes, SoundCloud, or wherever you download this podcast from. And do recommend us to your friends and colleagues as well, if you feel so inclined. We very much appreciate those of you that have already done so. And don't forget to register for the Venture Houston Conference this Thursday and Friday in Houston, Texas, using the discount code POD20, that's P-O-D-2-O, for a whopping 20% off. You won't get that discount anywhere else. Tickets are selling fast, and it's an event you don't want to miss, whether you're a corporate VC, institutional investor, service provider, tech transfer, or university venture fund leader. With that conference on this week, and both James and me busy there and travelling back to the UK, there won't be a podcast next week, but we will be back with you in 2 weeks' time. Until then, I wish you a productive fortnight, and I will speak to you again then. Goodbye!
Global Venturing Review was produced by In Ear Production. You can find out more by going to inearproduction.com.